जया गोपी जन वल्लभा जया गिरिवर धारी जया गिरिवर धारी। जया गोपी जन वल्लभा जया गिरिवर धारी जया गिरिवर धारी। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यमुनातीरावनचारी जया यमुनातीरावनचारी। जय राधमाधव जया कुञ्जबिहारी। जय राधमाधव जय कुञ्जबिहारी। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिता। जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवासकाचार्य अष्टतर शत शिष्यमत अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरतिशे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam session. Today we are going to discuss from Canto 4, chapter number 11. Verse number 22. Confirm kar raha tha. Okay. Kechit karma vadanti enam. स्वाभवम् अपरे नृपा एकः कालं परे दैवं पुंसकाममुता परे केचित् कर्मा वदन्ति एनं स्वाभावम् अपरे नृपा एके कालं परे दैवं पुंसकाममुता परे केचित् कर्म वदन्ति एनं स्वभावम् अपरे नृप एक कालं परे दैवं पुंसकाममुता परे। एके कालं परे दैवं पुंसं काममुता परे Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki kechit some karma fruitive activities vadanti explain enam that svabhavam nature apare others nrupa my dear King Dhruva eke some कालम टाइम परे अदर्स दैवम फेट पुंसः ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी कामम डिजायर उत अल्सो अपरि अदर्स ट्रांसलेशन द डिफरेंशिएशन एमंग वेराइटीज ऑफ लाइफ एंड देयर सफरिंग एंड एंजॉयमेंट इज एक्सप्लेन बाय सम टू बी द रिजल्ट ऑफ कर्म अदर्स से इट इज ड्यू टू नेचर अदर्स ड्यू टू टाइम अदर्स ड्यू टू फेट एंड स्टिल अदर्स से दैट इट इज ड्यू टू डिजायर पर्पट देर आर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ फिलोसोफर्स मीमांसक एथिस्ट एस्ट्रोनॉमर्स सेक्सुअलिस्ट एंड सो मेनी अदर क्लासिफिकेशन ऑफ मेंटल स्पेकुलेटर्स द रियल कंक्लूजन इज दैट इट इज आवर वर्क ओनली दैट बाइंड्स अस विथिन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इन डिफरेंट वेराइटीज ऑफ लाइफ हाउ दिस वेराइटीज हैव स्प्रंग अप इज एक्सप्लेन इन द वेदास इट इज ड्यू टू द डिजायर ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी द लिविंग एंटिटी इज नॉट ए डेड स्टोन ही हैज डिफरेंट वेराइटीज ऑफ डिजायर्स और कर्म और काम द वेदास सेज काम कर्षित द लिविंग एंटिटीज आर ओरिजिनली पार्ट्स ऑफ दिस लॉर्ड लाइक स्पार्क्स ऑफ ए फायर बट दे हैव ड्रॉप्ड टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड attracted by desire to lord it over nature. That is fact. Every living entity is trying to lord it over the material resources to the best of his ability. This kama or desire cannot be annihilated. There are some philosophers who say that if one gives up his desires, he again becomes liberated. But it is not at all possible to give up desire. For desire is a symptom of the living entity. If there were no desire, then living entities would be dead stone. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore advises that one turn his desire towards serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then desires becomes purified. And when one's desires are purified, one becomes liberated from all material contamination. The conclusion is that the different philosophers' theories to explain the varieties of life and the pleasure and pain are all imperfect. The real explanation is that we are eternal servant of God. That as soon as we forget this relationship, we are thrown into the material world, where we create our different activities and suffer or enjoy the result. We are drawn into this material world by desire. By the same desire must be purified and employed in devotional service of the Lord. Then our disease of wandering in the universe under different forms and conditions will end. Hare Krishna. So here is very nicely Prabhupada explains the cause of birth in this world and the cause of suffering in this world. Is not our fate, is not due to material nature, but it is due to our desire. And when the desires are purified, one gets purified consciousness, and through that purified consciousness one attains real bliss and happiness in life. So the main thing is that desire must be purified, or you can say consciousness must be purified. So we'll try to understand this point. How we need to purify our consciousness. So today we'll discuss this point through this topic, CAA. So presently, you are exactly hearing this protest against CAA. And we'll see what is really CAA. Okay. So today, the point I want to speak, it is not about Citizenship Amendment Act, but it is about Consciousness Amendment Act. So we'll see how we'll change our consciousness. The amendment means change, improvement, adjustment, revision, correction. In Hindi, Sanshodhan, Sodhan. Consciousness, Chetana ka Sodhan, or Chetana ka Sanshodhan. Iske liye kuch act hai kya? Is there any act? Is there anything in our culture where we can have this purification of consciousness? So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, the human existence is to purify our consciousness. The whole human form is given to purify our consciousness. The human form is given to amendment the consciousness from wrong to right, from negative to positive, from lower to higher, from evil to divine, from material to spiritual. And to amendment this consciousness, the shastras are given. In that shastra, it is explained what is evil and what is divine. What is negative, what is positive. What is right, what is wrong. What is spiritual and what is material. We are not here to determine what is right and wrong. Right and wrong already determined. We have to determine what to follow. And Shastra, it is explained what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 16.24, he says, Yah Shastra Vidhim Usrujya Vartate Kamakarata Na Sasiddhim Avapnoti Na Sukham Na Param Gatim. He who discards the scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own humes, attains neither perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, very nice purport. In the human form of life, a living entity is expected to be sane and to follow the regulations given for elevating his life to the highest platform. But if he does not follow them, then he degrades himself. But if he follows the rules and regulations and moral principles and ultimately does not come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Lord, then all his knowledge becomes spoiled. Even if he accepts the existence of God, if he does not engage himself in the service of the Lord, his attempts are spoiled. Therefore, one should gradually raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. It is then and there that he can attain the highest perfectional stage, not otherwise. To hear this point, first we have to try to change our consciousness from wrong to right, from negative to positive, from evil to divine, then from material to spiritual, and that is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, if you don't follow, there is no happiness and no higher destination and no success in life. Therefore, tasma shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthito jantva shastra vidhanuktam karma kartum yaharasi. Therefore, one should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Tasma shastram pramanam te. So we are not here to find what is right and wrong, but according to the authority of the scriptures,
we have to determine it. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. Therefore, elevation of consciousness or amendment of consciousness is possible by knowing the principles of Shastra. Therefore, it is said, Mala Nirmochanam Puncha Jalasnanam Dine Dine Sakrut Gitamrutam Snanam Sansara Malanasanam. Just as you are using water to purify our body, the nature of this world in such a way that every day the body is getting some impurities due to the nature of the body and due to the nature of the environment. So it is natural. Therefore, naturally there is water. But we should have the desire to take bath. If you don't take bath, then there cannot be purification. Impurities is there, and process for purification exists naturally. Similarly, our consciousness is impure in present situation, and impurities are entering again and again. But there is a natural process also God has given, and that is Sakrut Gitamrutam Snanam Sansara Malanasanam. If you take bath with the Gita Amrut, the nectar of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, the nectar of Ramayana, Mahabharata, then our consciousness is purified. Just as we have to take every day bath 3 times. Similarly, we should take bath with the nectar of Gita and the scriptures daily throughout the day, not 3 times, many times, as much as we like. Then there is automatically purification. Aisa pani aisa sprinkle karke sharir ko hum purify nahi kar sakte, dubki maar ke nahana padta, nahana hota hai. To theek usi prakar, similarly, if you purify, we want to purify our consciousness, to shastra mein dubki marna padta hai. So upar upar se ise sprinkle karke kuch hota nahi. Therefore, we have to study deeply, like our Hari Gopal Prabhu. He speaks slokas again and again. Many slokas comes out from. And I have seen his steadiness in his difficult situations in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, how he is absorbed. So the point I want to say, if you want purification, then we have to go deep into the scripture and devotional service. So the purification process, the amendment for consciousness is scripture. There are 3 categories of men exist in this world. 5 categories of men who are unconsciously evil, who are consciously evil. Unconsciously evil means they don't know what is wrong and what is right. What they think, that is right. What they think right, that is right for them. They don't discriminate what is their shastra, all these things. That is unconsciously evil. And consciously evil means they know what is shastra, what is right and wrong, but they are unable to follow it. Consciously they do some evil activities. Then consciously divine. They know shastra and they try to follow it. They are conscious and try to follow these principles of shastra consciously. And unconsciously divine. They know scriptures, what is right, what is wrong, what is divine, what is evil. And they are so absorbed in practicing scripture, standard of the scripture, or divine character, devotional service, automatically they follow the scriptural course and conduct. That is unconsciously divine. Naturally they follow it. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj. According to his standard, when he saw Draupadi, he developed a desire to get married with Draupadi. He developed a attraction towards Draupadi. He says in Mahabharata. Then after he thought, how it is possible that anything evil comes to my mind? He is not in category of consciously divine. He is in unconsciously divine. What comes in his mind is divine. It is arranged by divine. And he thought that there must be some reason. Otherwise, such thoughts externally appears wrong. But it comes into my mind, that means it has some divine nature. Then he went to Vyasadeva and asked the reason. And Vyasadeva explains how Draupadi is destined to marry five of you, five Pandavas. This is destination arranged by divine. Therefore, it is not adharmic, it is dharmic. That is unconsciously divine. Such a purity is there. Naturally, they follow the divinity and the divine path. And at the end, super consciousness or Krishna consciousness, beyond evil and divine. In this way, five categories of men exist in this world. And Prabhupada named our organization, this that is ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And how he gave this acronym, so we shall call our society ISKCON. Prabhupada laughed playfully when he first coined the acronym. He had initiated the legal work of incorporation that spring while still living on the Bowery. But even before its legal beginnings, Prabhupada had been talking about his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And so it had appeared in letters to India and in the Village Voice. A friend had suggested a title that would sound more familiar to Westerners, International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada had insisted, Krishna Consciousness. God was vague term, whereas Krishna was exact and scientific. God Consciousness was spiritually weaker, less personal. But Krishna Consciousness is spiritually stronger and more personal. If Westerners did know that Krishna was God, then the International Society for Krishna Consciousness would tell them by spreading his glories in every town and village. This is perfect explanation why Prabhupada has given the society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because it is spiritually strong. And it is more personal. If God consciousness is there, it is spiritually not strong and not more personal. And it is a vague term. But real term must be Krishna consciousness. And people should know who is God. Therefore, this ISKCON society, by his name, spreads the real goal of life, that we have to develop this consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness. In the society, this consciousness has a special effect. Everything we see right and wrong, it is due to our consciousness. Just we have this farm, and the land is same, but different trees are there. And there is different fruits comes in different tree according to different environment. Similarly, we have different desires, and some desires comes into our mind according to our consciousness. Just a mango tree is there, and there may be apple tree is there. But in summer season, we will get mangoes. And in winter season, we will get apple. The tree is there always, but fruits comes in specific environment. It proves that a special environment has an effect on that tree where the fruits comes out. Similarly, many positive desires and negative desires are there in our heart. But if our consciousness is divine, then automatically there will be divine desires and will act upon that desire. If consciousness is evil, negative, then the evil desires will fructify. Therefore, fructification of desires depends upon in which consciousness are we. Therefore, we have to stay always in an atmosphere where our consciousness will be surcharged with divinity, with positivity, with devotional principle. Then automatically there will be fructification of pure desires which exist inside our heart. Therefore, it is very essential to amendment this consciousness. And this is real CAA. If consciousness is amendmented, if there is a provision in the society by the government to amendment, to revive the real consciousness, then automatically all problems will be solved. But there is not such provisions. Externally, we are trying. That is okay. But still, we should try to amendment the real consciousness in our heart. And in the society nowadays, we have many things by the grace of science and technology. There is an increase of facility, increase of number of vehicles. Number of vehicles are increasing. Number of house is increasing. Number of toilets are also increasing by the grace of government. Number of information technology, mobiles, phones, laptops are increasing. Modern weapons are increasing. Comforts are increasing. So in this way, one way, facilities are increasing. But at the same time, problems are also increasing. Conflict is increasing. Divorce is increasing. Separation is increasing. Mental illness is increasing. Destruction is increasing. Intoxication is increasing. Corruption is increasing. Crime is increasing. Terrorism is increasing. Insecurity is also increasing. So one side, facility is increasing. And other side, problem is increasing. It proves that by facility, we can't solve problems. Sometimes the facilities facilitate the problems. Therefore, facilities are not meant for solving the real problems and the root cause of all problems. And this is experienced in today's world. The facilities are increasing, problems are increasing. At the same time, impurities are also increasing. Externally, the impurities like air pollution, water pollution, soil pollution, food pollution are increasing. At the same time, lust is increasing. At the same time, greed, pride, envy, illusion is increasing. Yes, science has given many things to increase the facility, but still problem is increasing. Impurity is increasing. So we get facility, but we are not getting peace, harmony, unity. Sisi Radha Vrindavan Meri Bhagavan Ki. Therefore, it proves that we need facility, but at the same time, we need the amendment of consciousness. If consciousness is not amended properly, revived properly, then with all the facilities, we can't be happy. And the root of a peaceful society is four things. First, humanity. Second, equality. Third, humility. And fourth, love. In Hindi, you can say, manavata, samanta, namrata, mamta. These four things we need for peaceful society. You may have facility, But if you don't have manavta, you don't have namrata, and don't have samanta, you don't have mamta, then with all these facilities, there will be only problem in our life. Therefore, the root for happy life is not facility. Yes, we need facility. Don't deny it. But we need these things. Externally, facilities are required. But internally, you should have a consciousness of manavata, samanta, namrata, and mamta. Just as we have this body. And inside the body, there is blood. In the blood, there are four things. That is WBC, RBC, blood platelet, and hemoglobin. If there is any differentiation in the ratio inside the blood, then the temperature of body increases, headache increases, weakness increases, pain increases. With this differentiation of ratio inside the body, if you stay in AC room with all facilities, all care for the body, if blood is not pure, if the ratio of the cells inside the blood is not perfect, you can't enjoy the facility also. Therefore, healthy life doesn't mean outside facility, but inside purity. If blood is pure, the ratio is perfect according to the perfect natural standard. If WBC is okay, RBC is okay, blood platelet is okay, hemoglobin count is okay, then body is okay. If it is not okay, if facilities is okay, we are not okay. Therefore, it is important to have such type of blood. Similarly, in samaj also, in society also, there is blood. In that blood, the three principle is needed. Mamta, manavata, namrata, and samta. Isme kuch upar niche ho raha hai. Then, there cannot be peace in the society with all facility. Therefore, inside the consciousness, we should have these qualities. And if these qualities are there, the divine qualities are there, automatically there is healthy consciousness. And healthy consciousness means healthy mind. And presently, there is no manavata, but adhamata. There is no samta, but visamta. There is no namrata, but krurata. There is no mamta, but there is only, you can say, no mamta, no kamta. It's like that. Only kamta means there is no prem, there is only lust. Therefore, Consciousness Amendment Act or the Shastra is there to elevate our consciousness from adhamta to manavata, to humanity. From differentiation, visamta to samta. From krurata to namrata, humility, and from lust to love. For that, we have to follow the devotional service. And when this consciousness is purified and it is a proper standard, then automatically there is peace and prosperity in the society. Justice in perfect ratio of blood keeps this body healthy and happy. Therefore, basis of peace and unity of the society is humanity, equality, humility, and love. And ISKCON is there to give this blood to the society. The blood donation camp every day ISKCON is doing to give these qualities to the society. So that in social blood, if these four things is perfect, then society will be in peaceful condition. It is not society only. The individual person, the family, in family, in society, nation, in whole world, there can be peace. And that is exactly peaceful samaj. The samaj word is very nice. Samaj. Sama, ja. Sama means samanta, equality. Ja means janma. Those who have taken birth in the society, they should have a sama. Equal, they should have equal vision, and they should be taken care equally. That is exactly real samaj. And when there is samaj, then we can become men. If you say ourselves men, we must have these four qualities, M-E-N. Men for, M for manavta and mamta, and E for equality, and N for namrata. If you have this quality, then you are exactly man. If you are not, if you don't have this quality, then you may be in the as a form a man, or you may form as woman. But this you should have these qualities. Then there will be peace and prosperity in the society. Therefore, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, "Vidya vinaya samparne brahmane gavihastini." Suni cha eva sopake cha panditaha samadarsina. That real knowledge, real education is to have equal vision for everyone in the society, including a brahmana, including an elephant, including a cow, including a dog also. Therefore, the samta can be developed when you follow this shastric principle. And Satchinandan Swami Maharaj, he shares a thought very nice. I will read it. I had put my alarm clock exactly on 7.5 minutes. All of a sudden, as I was lying behind my desk, I heard the voice of Srila Prabhupada inquiring about the German translations. First I thought it was a dream, a nightmare. Then as I emerged to the ordinary wakeful consciousness, I actually become aware Prabhupada is standing in our room. A few days before he had said that he was never like the servant in the house, in Dalhousie Park, who pretend to be busy but in reality sleep. And I now was sleeping under the table. I was really sleeping only for 7.5 minutes, and it was necessary to concentrate after the heavy breakfast. But my spiritual master, who only comes once in a lifetime in my area of service, now has found out I am sleeping. I felt so bad. But I calculated it will be even more and bad when Prabhupada finds my lying under the table. So I better emerge. So I somehow, as gracefully I possibly could, brought my body in the sitting position. At that moment, Prabhupada looked at me a little surprised, because I came out like a soldier comes out under camouflage. Then he laughed into my face with eyes and sparkling with energy and joy, he seemed to communicate, "It's all right. It's all right. We all need sometimes a rest." I was very much pleased by the very human feature of Srila Prabhupada. It's all right. It's all right. We all need sometimes a rest. See, he's a sannyasi now and he's remembering this. Only these statements, "It's all right, it's all right." We all need sometimes a rest. This is the human feature, manavata. It is essential to have this future, to have peace in the society. And the Maharaj says, His Holiness Swami Radhananda Swami Maharaj, "The evolution of human consciousness is how you go from need to take to the joy of giving." And Shastra is given there to purify our consciousness. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Anarthapasamam sakhyat bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya ajananta vidvans chakare sasvatam sattvata sahitam. Anarthapasamam sakhyat. The whole scripture is created just to revive our consciousness from evil to divine. Therefore, with mercy, Lord Vyasadeva created this Shastra. And just as this conscious citizenship amendment act is meant for this Saranarthi, who is persecuted by Afghanistan, Pakistan, and some other country, Bangladesh. And this bill, this act is giving them citizenship of India. Similarly, the whole in this world, the souls are persecuted by Maya. We are exactly persecuted by Maya. And therefore, God has given this act, Consciousness Amendment Act. If you follow this act, then our consciousness will be purified and we can get the citizenship of Goloka. So here this act is that it is not new act, but it is already there in our scripture. And the problem of the conditioned soul is that at least the Saranarthis know that they are Saranarthi and they want to stay in Bharatavarsha and they know they are suffering. But in conditioned state, the wonder is that the soul forget that they are suffering and they want the citizenship of Goloka. But just as there is protest outside and the government is going to door to door to convince people what is the CAA. Similarly, to convince the soul that what is real CAA and how you can be happy by accepting this consciousness amendment formula given by our Shastra, the sadhus are moving door to door to make them understand that you are suffering and there is a place which is free from suffering. But therefore, it is Shastra, it is said, Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Daivat Adharmasilasya Sudukhitasya Anungrayaya Charanti Nirnam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. Oh my Lord, great philanthropic soul, travel on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. Therefore, highest consciousness is generally to develop that sense of subordinate to Krishna. Now we have the sense of subordinate to Maya. Therefore, we are persecuted by Maya. We are also Saranarthi, and Krishna also desire that the soul should be a Saranarthi. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. That we have to become a Saranarthi in the feet of Lord Krishna. And then that is exactly our real artha. Otherwise, we have to be Saranarthi under Maya. So there is no option. You are all Saranarthis. Now we have the choice to stay under the jurisdiction of Maya or stay under the jurisdiction of Krishna. If you stay under the jurisdiction of Maya, then always there is fighting and struggle. If you stay under the jurisdiction of Krishna, we will develop amendment our consciousness from material to spiritual, from evil to divine, and we can get the citizenship of Goloka. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananda Kodi Vaishnavanda ki, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.